here's a story from The World.
COVID is everywhere on planet Earth. Nowhere seems safe, but some places appear to have remained largely unscathed. Consider Niger, the vast landlocked country in West Africa. 25 million people there, with more than a third of the population living in extreme poverty. But as The World's Ilana Gordon reports, Niger has had few COVID infections.
When Niger experienced its first COVID cases back in March of 2020, the country quickly locked down, shut borders, and even closed worship centers in this majority Muslim country. The government set up isolation tents and hand-washing stations. Dr. Bras Soliman has been on the front lines of these efforts. He's at the General Referral Hospital in Niger's capital, Niamey. I was mostly in charge of sorting and admitting patients, he tells me. Soliman says they've not been busy. The country has only recorded 5,500 infections and less than 200 deaths since the pandemic started. When I connect with Soliman, I can hear a fan squeaking in the background. Niger is mostly a desert and it's hot.
Actuellement, on n'a pas beaucoup d'infections enregistrées au Niger.
They're only recording fewer than 20 active cases per day, he says, and none of the infected are seriously hospitalized. Soliman says a lot of factors play into Niger's remarkably low levels of COVID.
Au Niger, notre système de vie est différent et ne facilite pas la contamination.
Our way of life is different and doesn't facilitate contamination, he says. Niger is the largest country in West Africa geographically, but it doesn't have the kind of housing infrastructure or public transportation system that leads to a lot of mixing of people. He says people live in large lots that are spread out. They often sleep outside. It's very agricultural. The population is also really young. At least half are under the age of 15. So even if many cases get missed, they very likely haven't been serious.
Yes, of course, we are relieved about that. We are glad that we don't have many hospitalizations.
Dr. Blanche Anya is the World Health Organization representative in Niger. She says it's great that hospitalizations are so low and that the government has been very proactive in its response. But it's hard to know the full scope. Widespread testing isn't happening. The positive situation might also have to do with the virus itself.
What might be circulating here might be a COVID that is not very aggressive.
The virus may not seem to be as aggressive, but if a strong pandemic response is needed, that could be challenging. Violent insurgencies, widespread poverty, and displacement are realities in Niger. Anya says it's hard to keep people thinking about COVID. Many have dropped precautions now.
We don't have many people wearing masks, for example. And where they have put this disposal for hand washing, they have disappeared. We don't see them anymore.
Researchers need to better understand the scientific and social factors that make the situation seem good in Niger right now. There's a lot to investigate. Dr. John Nkengasong, director of the Africa Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, has a warning.
This is a very treacherous virus. I'm a virologist for over 3 decades. And viruses who tend to give you that false sense of complacency seed itself into the population and then explode.
He has watched this explosion happen across the continent, in Liberia, Uganda, Namibia, and elsewhere. Africa is experiencing its most serious surge in COVID-19 to date. At this point, he says it's very dangerous to conclude that Niger has a very unusual situation. Dr. Bras Soliman, at the General Referral Hospital in Niger's capital, is under no illusions either. Last week, the country's health minister called for greater public vigilance. Soliman says despite all the things in his country's favor, he doesn't think they're in the clear or somehow immune to COVID.
Mais devant la résurgence actuelle de nouvelles variantes, nous restons quand même prudents et nous restons toujours en alerte.
In the face of this current resurgence of a new variant, he says, we still remain careful and we still remain on alert. For The World, I'm Ilana Gordon.